What ADAC Fisheries wanted was to be added to a short list of seafood processing companies that were given pieces of the Bering Sea pollock quota by a federal law passed a decade ago. The North Pacific Council refused to take action on the issue, which was an indirect way of telling ADAC no. Dave Fraser represents ADAC Fisheries. He says he was expecting to be turned down, and that the measure was a last-ditch effort by the struggling ADAC seafood business, which the council has cut out of almost every fishery available to it.
They need to figure out whether they really want a vibrant or even a viable community in the Aleutian Island management area. If they do, they've got to find a means to making that work.
ADAC is a small community located on the site of what used to be a large Navy base in the middle of the Aleutian chain. Locals have been trying to develop a fishing industry there for a decade, and the small-scale cod processing they do there is pretty much the only economy to speak of on the island. But ADAC has been an accidental victim of the various laws that have rationalized Bering Sea fisheries over the last decade, which divided up various quotas among the existing processors. Now the town can't process pollock or crab without amendments to federal law. Fraser says the way this happened is a sore subject for ADAC's processors.
You don't mind somebody screwing you for a purpose, but when you just get screwed accidentally, it's really frustrating.
But if ADAC were to get a slice of the pollock pie, that would make somebody else's slice a little smaller. So Fraser didn't have many allies at the North Pacific Council meeting. Roger Rowland is a city council member from Unalaska who testified against the ADAC fisheries proposal at the meeting. Speaking late last week, he said the ADAC issue was one of the main reasons he was in Anchorage.
The pollock in the Bering Sea are already totally allocated. They're going somewhere. So any pollock that went to a new processor would be taken away from existing plants. That would obviously affect Unalaska drastically, as well as Akutan and King Cove. But obviously, I am here to root for Unalaska's interests.
In his testimony before the council, Rowland said that giving ADAC part of the pollock quota would further destabilize Unalaska, where local tax revenues are already taking a big hit from declines in the pollock business. Fraser says he understands where Rowland is coming from, but that ADAC just wants what Unalaska already has, access to the riches in its own backyard.
We just need a level playing field. I mean, if we could have the kind of protections for our fisheries that Dutch Harbor has for its fisheries, that would be fine.
Although the council didn't go for the ADAC fisheries motion, two of its members did express their sympathy for ADAC. Both Bill Twite and Duncan Fields said they realized the island had been the big loser from recent fisheries legislation, and that the council needed to do a better job of helping its processors in the future. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.